It's Goodwill Wednesday. Brought to you by Walmart. Walmart is working with Feeding America to help fight hunger in your community. Visit walmart.com/fighthunger to learn how. Save money, live better. Walmart. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Carol Brown. And Dr. Carol Brown is the 50th president of the Society of Gynecologic Oncology, which means her specialty is diagnosing, treating cancers that affect a woman's reproductive organ. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
All right. Black people in the United States have the highest death rate, it says, of any racial ethnic group for lung, colon, breast, prostate, and uterine cancer. Why is that, Dr. Carol Brown?
Well, there are several reasons for the higher death rates for black people in the United States from those cancers. Some of them relate to things like less access to care, less access to quality care. Some of them relate to factors like diet, lifestyle. But we're learning now that a lot of cancers and the suffering that black people have with cancer may be related to the type of cancer that black people get compared to other people, meaning the answer may actually be in the genetic makeup of their particular cancer.
Oh, okay. All right, so preventive. You said diet and what else?
Diet
and lifestyle?
Lifestyle. Things like, so many, many cancers, I think everybody listening today knows that smoking is a cause of many, many cancers. But what people may not realize is that your diet and lifestyle choices, such as drinking alcohol, eating fatty foods, can have a lot of effect on your cancer risk. Hmm. It's estimated that about 20% of all cancers could be prevented by following a healthy diet, low fat, lots of exercise, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables.
Symptoms?
So symptoms of cancer are going to vary depending on the location of the cancer. For the type of cancers that I deal with, the cancers that affect women's reproductive organs, we tell women that if they notice anything out of the ordinary, like pain or bleeding, bloating, pressure, these are signs that could be signs of a GYN cancer. Now, many women have these type of symptoms all the time, but what we want women to know is if you have symptoms like this every day for more than a couple of weeks, then you need to talk to your doctor and find out, make sure you don't have a GYN cancer.
Pap smears, necessary?
Pap smears are absolutely necessary. So pap smears test for cervical cancer. And cervical cancer is one of the very few cancers that's completely preventable. What a pap smear is, it's a very simple test that your doctor or healthcare provider can do. If you're a woman, there are no pap smears for men yet. And what it does is...
That's a pretty good one, Doc. Go ahead. You slid that right in. I like you.
Got right in there.
Where's the drum?
Wait, yeah, where's the rim shot? All right, go ahead, Doc.
But the pap smear, the way the pap smear works is it finds a precancerous stage of cervical cancer before it becomes cancer and lets your doctor treat it and get rid of it. There's an even better way, though, to prevent cervical cancer, and that's because cervical cancer, as well as many cancers in men, such as head and neck cancer, throat cancer, is caused by a virus called the human papillomavirus. Hmm. And now we have a vaccine that we can take ourselves if you're younger than age 26, and then most importantly, we can give to our children, boys and girls, to make sure they never get this virus, never get infected with it, and this can really wipe out the majority of cervical cancers and head and neck cancers that black people deal with in the United States.
And starting at what age, Doc?
So it can start as early as 9 years old, but
wow.
Most recommendations are that your children get it between ages 11 and 12 when they're getting a series of other vaccines,
really?
Like for meningitis and other things like that.
When should women stop?
Right. It's important to remember that it's a vaccine against cancer. And a lot of people are concerned about it because they know that HPV is a sexually transmitted infection. But this isn't about sex. It's about preventing your children and yourself from ever getting a deadly cancer. So obviously any parent would want to do that.
And so we have seen enough progress in this vaccine because I'm old enough to remember when this first started. And there was a lot of concern about the use of this vaccine. And you feel confident enough now in recommending this for young boys and girls?
Absolutely. The vaccines have been tested in literally hundreds and thousands of people participating in clinical trials. And they've been shown to be completely safe, no significant side effects whatsoever, and completely effective, about 99% effective in preventing somebody from getting the human papillomavirus. In fact, there are other countries where they've mandated people getting the vaccine, like when they go to school, and they've almost completely wiped out cervical cancer.
Wow.
Australia is one of those countries.
Do black people participate in clinical trials?
So that's a great question, and that's one of the things I really wanted to talk to you about today, because this is Minority Cancer Awareness Week. And participating in a clinical trial is one of the main ways that black people can get rid of those high mortality rates and death rates from common cancers. Black people right now, and all cancer patients, less than 2% of all adults with cancer participate in clinical trials. But it's really important because a clinical trial can not only help you find a cure, it can help other cancer patients find a cure.
Mm.
I have a cousin who's battling metastatic breast cancer right now. And when she found out, the first thing she did was ask about trials, and they were really quite surprised because, as a rule, as you're saying,
black people are not,
and she wanted to be a part of that in order to, not only for herself, but for those that are coming down the road.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's an important message that black people should be aware of clinical trials for cancer and other diseases and always ask about a clinical trial when you've been diagnosed with cancer.
Dr. Carol Brown is going to be around for the next, to the bottom of the hour to answer any of your questions at 646-464. Thank you, Dr. Carol Brown.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
It's Get Well Wednesday.
Thanks.